1550 KBMW.
Good Monday morning. February 23rd, we got that going. We're 2 below right now in a cloudy sky. Time to talk with my favorite redhead, Katie Robmerin from the Wappan and Breckenridge Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm really trying to get the warmth coming back, but it's not listening to me. I really am because I'm freezing cold.
Oh, well, no, because something went like sideways with our heat here in this control room. So, you know, you could literally hang meat in here.
We could, I suppose. Hey, it's a little brisk in here today.
It's getting fixed. Kudos to you and Jordan on a great, great awards banquet last week.
Oh, thank you. Our hearts are so full for such a wonderful event.
You did a great job with it. Seriously.
Thank you.
You really did.
We worked hard on it. We had a great committee, planning committee.
How long does it take you to plan for that? Because there was a lot that went into it, from the food to the presentation to everything.
Well, considering Jordan and I as a team have done it for about 3 years now, so we kind of have a good handle on what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 2.5 months to get everything going. Now, we start in November with getting the nominations and asking the public for nominations, and then the board votes on all of the nominations that come in, and that happens in December. And then the planning starts in early January.
A lot of deserving businesses getting awards and getting the recognition that they need, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I'm just going to let you tear into this small booklet that
something exploded on our calendar.
What's going on
fantastic.
Here, anyway?
It's fantastic. First of all, I do want to go back to the Chamber Awards just a minute.
Yeah.
And thank all of our sponsors one last time. Our gold sponsors, Red River Communications, CHI St. Francis, and Essentia Health, pinnacle to this success. Silver sponsors, Red River Agency, Sanford Clinic, and Zurberg Architects and Gertz Construction. And then our bronze sponsors, Ellingson Drainage and Comstock Construction. It just helped make this a huge success.
Well, it was
We've had
a
such
success,
positive feedback, and we are so grateful for everyone, and we are so happy and thrilled for all the nominations. We couldn't thank this entire town enough.
Looking forward to next year.
Yeah,
already.
We are too.
I'm sure you're already planning.
We are. We're having a follow-up meeting and figuring out what worked and what didn't, and it's going to be great.
All right.
It just gets better and better every year.
Dig into this list here. It's going to take you a while.
The last week of February is so busy. We're just going to dive into Monday.
All right.
Monday Madness over at the Breck Family Community Center. They're having a ping pong tournament for ages 10 and up. And if you're under 10, that's okay, but your parent has to be with you.
Got it.
And that's from 3 to 5 tonight. Also happening tonight, over at the Breck Public Library, Library Lounge, The Art of Relaxation.
I like that.
We all need that. It's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's just a monthly creative session where you can draw, paint, color, read, obviously. It's just de-stressing time.
I like that.
Got it?
Yeah, I like that.
Also happening tonight is Bountiful Beer Bread Focaccia Art Class. Now, this is a pre-register only, but it is happening tonight.
Come again with that.
It's a Bountiful Beer Bread Focaccia Art Class.
Got it, I think.
So it's from Tastefully Simple. Sherry Fredericks is putting on.
Okay.
And it's an RSVP 701-403-7164. In case she did order a few extra for you. You get to design your own focaccia bread with like herbs and tomatoes.
Oh, that's
and, you know,
the
that
hook.
Kind of,
okay,
yeah.
Now I get
it's,
it.
Yeah, you yeah. just kind of get to design your own bread. It's beautiful. And I know it tastes great. So moving on to Tuesday, Scott's Electric is having a blood drive from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They need 24 donors. And that's over at the Scott's Electric building over on South Wappanton. I don't have their exact address, but I think it's on A Street. Also happening on Tuesday, the Chamber is hosting what's called an AI training for small businesses.
There's a lot of talk about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's $10 to do this AI training for members, and $20 for non-members. It's from 12 to 1, and you don't even have to leave your office because it's a webinar.
I like that.
So we have a gentleman by the name of Frank Kenny. And he is putting this on for chamber members across the United States.
Is he a real person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, not AI generated?
No, no. He's not. But he gets to talk. And, you know, AI is not going away.
No, it's not. It's here.
It is only, it's here. It's only going to get bigger and more important, I guess, in our business world. So this is a good training for if you've never even heard of AI. So, again, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday. Also happening on Tuesday, Firehouse Pub. They do this every Tuesday. It's Can You Do It? Have you ever played
that.
This one?
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah. So you
It looks highly addictive.
Yeah. You match pop cans and you kind of match them up in a row to see if you won. And then there's a big jackpot they give away if you get 7 in a row on Tuesday nights. So big party then.
Kirk's a genius for stuff like that. Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, it's kind of a matching game. It's kind of fun. Wednesday, book talk over at NDSCS Mildred Johnson Library at 6 p.m. The book that is being talked about is What We Leave Behind by Barb Solberg.
Sounds like an interesting read.
Yeah,
I was digging into that, and it's like,
So that's happening on Wednesday. On Thursday, the Chamber, it's a busy week for the Chamber, didn't even know it. The Chamber is hosting Chamber Chats over at the Red Door Art Gallery. It was previously supposed to be at the Children's Discovery Center, but we have to move it to March. So it is going to be at the Red Door Art Gallery, 8 a.m., and the topic of conversation will be the role of creative spaces in rural communities. And there will be a light breakfast provided. Page three. Thursday continue. On Thursday. Did I already do Thursday? Thursday. There's so much
too
going
much
on,
or too
Ben.
Much.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Thursday, we have a retirement party for Gary Crump over at Nordic Electric. He's been there for 36 years, and they're having a little party over at Firehouse Pub.
Wow.
From 3 to 7 p.m. So
congrats.
Congratulations to Gary Crump. He's a well-deserving retiree. And...
Oh, yeah, I got to mention Purple Power.
Oh, yeah.
Someplace Safe got Purple Power, 14th annual Purple Power fundraisers this Thursday. Wapton Events Center, doors open at 5:30. I'll talk with Ashley and Alicia about it here in just a
Thanks
couple.
For the interjection.
You bet.
Appreciate that. That's a big event for them. So then we're moving on to Friday. And, you know, it's Fridays during Lent, so it's the fish fry season.
How many fish fries? Good grief.
I think there's about 4 of them on our calendar.
Take your pick.
Yep. But what I'd like to mention, Knights of Columbus Fish Fry and St. John's School Bingo Bake Sale and 50-50 Raffle. It's a big fundraiser for them. It's over at the Wahpeton Community Center, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is $15 for adults, $10 for kids. 5 and under are free. And then Three Rivers Gymnastics is doing what's called a glow and go. So you can drop off your children who are potty trained and up, I guess. And from 5 to 9 p.m., they will play. They will do gym things. There will be dinner served, snacks served.
Fun.
And the parents can have a little time away.
All right.
And the cost is $30 per child. And the dollars will go to supporting their competitive gymnastics team.
Love that.
And that's what I have.
Take a breath. Holy smokes. Yeah, that
it's
is a
busy week.
Week.
There's lots going on, lots for everybody to do.
All right.
If there's more on the calendar, I just didn't have time to talk about everything. So go to the calendar on our events page on the Chamber of Commerce, and it's all listed there, all the information that's there, times and phone numbers and all that. So
fantastic.
Yep.
Katie Robert, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Thank you for that small booklet.
Stay warm, my friend.
Yes, absolutely. It is 9:17, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. American Girl.